The foundation of that better access is the electronic health record.
The electronic health record is just a place to store digital health information, the kind of information that shows up in your doctor's record, but changed into a digital form.
Being in digital form is what makes an electronic health record, or EHR, important and potent.
The fact that the data is electronic is what allows it to move. It's what allows it to integrate into other sources of information and actually produce knowledge.
Traditionally, medical documents have always been recorded and stored on paper. But when it comes to moving healthcare into the 21st century, experts like Dr. Blumenthal agree that paper just isn't cutting it.
Paper is a technology that Hippocrates pioneered in medicine 2,400 years ago. So paper is fine as far as it goes. We can just do so much better.
EHRs offer more complete, more accurate, and more up-to-date information about patients.
It ensures that at the point of decision-making, our care providers are empowered with all the most relevant information so that they can make the best treatment choice for you.
And it makes for a more coordinated healthcare system. Because as we move, our medical information and health history can now move with us.
Electronic health records make care transitions better for the patient and for the provider. If you are in the doctor's office and you recently were discharged, it matters what happened in the hospital. And most of that information only follows us to the extent that we can repeat it.
But with the widespread use of EHRs, patients can rest assured that all their care providers have the same access to the same information about them.
They'll have the confidence that that information that they've reported to one doctor or to one hospital or to one emergency room is available to all parties so that they're making the most informed decisions about their care.
The fact is, electronic health records are rapidly transforming the healthcare system and empowering people in ways that have never been possible before. People like 32-year-old Kate Tierney of Washington, D.C. She's been having her healthcare needs met by Kaiser Permanente for the last 6 years and says the organization's embrace of health IT has been key.
Coordinating care is so easy. The ability to manage my own health record online, to book appointments, to cancel appointments, it's just so convenient.
For Kaiser Permanente, convenience is the name of the game. Providing it revolves around deploying one of the most advanced electronic health records available. It securely connects 8.5 million people to their healthcare teams and to their own personal information.
Health IT is crucial.
Dr. Robert Pearl is the executive director and CEO of the Permanente Medical Group.
We have to look for every opportunity to use the technology to make people's lives convenient. People are very busy. We want to make healthcare as convenient as possible.
They've done that in large part by having the electronic record system in all of their facilities. So places like the new Capitol Hill Medical Center are totally paper-free. It ensures that patients and physicians are all on the same page, digitally speaking.
It's no longer about just good doctors and good hospitals. It's really about connectivity, it's about data, it's about information, it's about speed to treatment.
For Kate, that connectivity means she can schedule an appointment and be seen on the same day. On this morning, she's hoping to get some more answers about her persistent elbow pain.
I emailed my doctor this morning just to say it's been about 4 weeks, nothing has changed. He recommended that I indeed come back in. There was some concern that there might have been a fracture.
I'm going to take 3 pictures of your elbow, all with you sitting here on the table, okay? Extend your arm forward. Good.
Inside the radiology department, Kate sits with a technician to have a set of x-rays taken of her arm and elbow.
Just hold real still, just like that.
The images are all saved in digital format and made instantly available, not only to specialists like Dr. Bruce Wallman, but to every physician in the entire network.
We can all take a look at those films at the same time over the phone or in person, just so that we're all on the same page and can literally be looking at the exact same thing at the exact same time, regardless of distance in our region.
No evidence for fracture identified, period. Impression negative without fracture.
period.
Wollman records his observations and diagnosis and makes the notes available to Kate's primary care physician.
You sent me an email this morning. I sent you one back. I said, x-ray, an appointment, and here you are.
That's Dr. Doug Van Zoren, who happens to be a big fan of electronic health records.
There's no doubt that IT and integration make me a better physician. Having that information available, having the ability to communicate with my colleagues and with my patients in this way, very much facilitate the care process. But everything looked good to me in terms of the x-rays that were done, and Dr. Wollman actually sent me a note already indicating that his reading of the films was normal.
It makes me feel as though my doctors are working together. At a bare minimum, they're working with the same body of information about me, and I think that's fantastic. It does make me feel well cared for.
According to Dr. Pearl, the advances in health IT that Kaiser Permanente has taken are key to offering patients improved quality of care.
Quality is the integration. Quality is the ability of people to work together. Quality is the availability of information. That's the beauty of having an electronic document. With a paper record, it's simply not the case.
In Kate's case, providing care is very much a team effort.
Good morning, Dr. Cates. It's Doug Van Zoren here. I'm here with member Kate Tierney of Capitol Hill.
Without leaving the exam room, Kate has a consultation with a sports medicine specialist in Maryland.
I want to check your motion. I want you to hold your hands just like this to your side. Just like this.
Okay.
From afar, Dr. Maurice Cates can conduct a remote checkup, make an assessment, and offer his expert advice.
That it seems that you do have tennis elbow, but we can get you pain-free and get rid of this problem within 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
It requires minimal effort to communicate with other physicians. And in terms of primary care, it really helps us become the quarterbacks. That's the ideal. That's what we strive for in primary care.
For Kate, this virtual visit is saving her time, money, and a lot of effort.
Today's visit, culminating in a video consultation right on the spot, was a whole new level of instant gratification.
Instant gratification that is actually saving lives and, according to Dr. Pearl, keeping Kaiser Permanente members healthier.
The fact that we have information immediately available means that we can begin treatment sooner. How fast can we diagnose? How fast can we treat? That leads to how fast you can get better, and also the likelihood that you will get better.
Dr. David Blumenthal says being an early adopter of electronic health records is paying huge dividends for Kaiser Permanente.
They're actually seeing a drop in the visits, the number of visits that people make to their doctors, because they don't need to see their doctors as often. And that's saving them a lot of money and freeing up the time of the doctors to take care of more patients.
I can honestly say that the care I've had here has been the best care that I have received. It's been really exceptional.
But foreign to most Americans, at least according to Dr. Pearl. He believes most people continue to get poor care because the nation's health system, in his view, is well behind the times.
Most of American medicine is in 1994. It doesn't know that Google exists, doesn't know that Facebook exists. It doesn't know that you can actually send a secure message. It's simply not consistent with the rest of society today.
That's because the adoption rate of health IT and electronic health records in particular has been slow.
Expense is definitely an influence. It's probably the biggest concern that physicians voice. It costs money to put these things in. They're worried that their productivity will go down.
To encourage more physicians and hospitals to adopt EHRs, the Obama administration has been offering millions of dollars as incentive.
The president has an ambitious agenda to invest in supporting providers adopt electronic health records, and that effort is moving at a really fast pace. So therefore, the industry is moving in the direction of digital.
Of course, some physicians have been true pioneers. Bruce Hopper, for one, who in many ways is like an old-fashioned family doctor.
I really think that the focus of this practice that makes it unique is that it really is about the patient.
Hopper is a primary care physician who runs a solo practice in downtown Philadelphia.
Morning, Rose.
I've stepped outside the box entirely, have taken all the shackles off of me from that, and can practice medicine the way that I want to do it.
He left a large, very busy practice where he saw dozens of patients every day, but never felt like he was able to care for them properly.
What I'm trying to do is reinvent and bring back that the patient's really at the center of their care, and that the real patient-doctor relationship and that bond is really a sacred thing.
So Hopper has adopted a new, more modern approach to medicine. Despite being a one-man operation, he is completely plugged in and uses an electronic health record to coordinate his patient's care.
I can virtually be paperless, and not only that, I can access it from anywhere. So if a patient does call me, I can pull this data that I need from the cloud securely.
But that's just the beginning. He's also harnessed the power of technology to stay better connected to his patients and to empower them.
I have my office for the face-to-face visits when it really is necessary to lay my hands on someone. But if I can coordinate care or service without them coming to see me, I will.
So Hopper spends a lot of time communicating electronically with his patients through secure emails and instant messaging, through simple texting.
The texting I love because it gets people right to the point quickly.
And through web-based video chats.
So he's having a really tough time sleeping. We don't really know what to give him right now.
Okay, so medications I'd stay away from in a 7-month-old. So many ways this technology can benefit patients and doctors. And I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg.
Hopper is also making good use of popular social media tools. He's on Facebook and Twitter, reaching out to patients and also sharing links to the latest healthcare information.
I think we need to be more proactive in reaching out to people. These are ways to effectively communicate without making it so cumbersome. Rosalind, Dr. Hopper, how are you?
Hopper's patients are invited to collaborate with him regularly on their care, and with Health IT, he can offer them 24/7 access.
My goal, quite honestly, is to keep people out of my office. I love my patients, but I know that they have a life to live. I know that they're busy, and I want them to know that I'm here and available for them when they need me.
How's it going, Doc? Sean, how you been?
That kind of commitment has made Hopper an instant hit with patients like 41-year-old Sean Dalton.
I finally found a doctor that would pay attention to you for more than 2 seconds.
I can't seem to push up as much weight, and it's making me lose balance on the ground.
Dalton's been seeing Dr. Hopper for almost 2 years and says it's true. He is available day and night.
Having 24/7 access to a guy like Dr. Hopper, it makes a huge difference to me. That kind of access, I've never seen before. It may exist somewhere, but it hasn't been my experience.
In fact, Dalton says for the first time he has a good relationship with his doctor and feels like his time and input are valued.
It hurt when you sleep. Yeah, it's hard about getting to sleep because I lay on the side and that's the way I'm comfortable.
I definitely feel like I'm more of a player in how I'm treated and the things I need for my body. And when I talk to Bruce in text, on the phone, he responds, he answers. We go through it together. I feel like I'm part of the plan.
Arms up over your
That's
head.
Because in Hopper's view of healthcare, the patient always comes first.
I want to use technology, but I want to maintain that kind of Marcus Welby, patient-centered type care.
Bruce Hopper, proof that an old-fashioned doctor can still be on the cutting edge. And with a brave approach to IT, even a solo practitioner has the power to transform the traditional doctor-patient relationship.